Carlo Alberto Brunner, Il Fondo del Ghetto, The Bottom of the Ghetto. About the birth of the ethnic nation-states after the end of World War I, the birth of the monsters. The most hideous of all. Thus we have reached the most hideous monster, Israel. The birth of this monster should never have been permitted, especially if considering that it is based on illegality and on the utter disregard of the wishes of the majority of the local population, who was never consulted but, on the contrary, expelled by the military and with mafia-style methods. However, in the meantime, it has become a local potentate under the aegis of the US, in complicity with Europe and with the silent agreement of the corrupt, tyrannical Arab states and their societies, who have been in a kind of coma ever since the loss of Seville and Cordoba. The Zionists, under their national clerical despot, David Ben-Gurion, born as David Grün, have installed a state that is among the most corrupt in the world, racist and sectarian, based on the worst mistakes of the Jewish communities, the US, the last colonial powers, and all Europeans, almost all of whom have assisted the Third Reich, even though, by way of example, Germany alone had to bear the brunt. And also, of course, because of the German sense of guilt that makes it impossible to reject any demand from Israel. In short, this is a final poisoned gift from Hitler, and the cynical attempt of a fanatical leader with a sick yet brilliant and cunning imagination to re-establish a medieval ghetto, this time, however, armed with 200 atomic bombs, according to American President Jimmy Carter, deployable at any moment. And all this soaking in a socialist sauce, as long as socialism was in fashion. Now one has transitioned to capitalism a la Reagan. So as to understand at what we have arrived, it will be necessary to examine several premises that have brought about the creation of this incredible source of terror and strife. First of all, there was this mad passion for the Bible, the Old Testament, to use a Christian term, of certain English gentlemen belonging to the ruling aristocracy of their venerable empire, which, however, did not last for long, but created a new civilization to which we all pay tribute. Second of all, it was the Jews' wretchedness and hopelessness in their villages in the old and past kingdom of the kings of Poland and grand dukes of Lithuania, which merged into the Tsar's empire. They became victims of the clumsy attempts at turning the former kingdom into a nation-state after the feudal system had been overthrown. This, however, left them, among other things, without their customary professional options. Their despair ended in emigration, particularly to America and eventually in the Holocaust. We should also try to define this very old entity that is Judaism, one of the few institutions that have accompanied their adherents from prehistory to antiquity, and from antiquity to the Middle Ages, and from here to the modern period and into the present, always carefully intent on self-preservation, but completely unconcerned about the protection and well-being of the people practicing it or participating in it. One also needs to cast a glance at the Zionist movement, which incidentally hardly anybody had taken seriously, had it not been for Hitler, who arrived and had it quasi-soar on eagle's wings, to say it with the Bible, even though the Hebrew word nesharim actually means griffin vultures, gyps fulvus, the bald-headed vultures of the Mediterranean.